This program actually started in 1960. There was a couple of students who lived in Snyder Hall that were walking around one night, and they were like, "It'd be really nice if you could just call a phone line and hear some Christmas carols while you were walking around." And so they worked with the area secretary at the time, whose name was Betty Gordon, and she helped them get a phone number. And yeah, they advertised it within the hall. So it began that you could call just within the building and then ask for a Christmas carol to hear. And then it kind of, every, I think, 100th caller actually had some people singing to them. And the program has evolved where it reached out to the entire community, and then now it's gone out to the entire world. So yeah, it's been spreading ever since.
And it's 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Do you get many calls in the late night hours?
Yeah, actually, that's when we get a lot of our international calls. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you track where these calls are coming from?
Whenever we receive a call, we ask for a person's name, where they're calling from, and then the carol that they would like to hear.
And has any location surprised you this year?
Oh, let's see. We received a call from Belgium this year. We actually have an international student in the building from there that told his mom to give us a call, and so that's how we got them on the map. Let's see, we've had China, India, Australia, a lot of calls from the UK. So really, these all come from everywhere.
Okay, now for the important thing, what is the most requested song?
Oh, the most requested song, let's see, I think it's probably Jingle Bells. However, the students really like to follow the Mariah Carey. They have a Mariah meter on the wall, and every time they sing the song, they put a little check mark there. And so far, I think they've sang All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, I think almost 125 times now.
Wow. And this is, when do they do the live singing?
They do it pretty much every call now.
Really?
Yeah, the students have been really enthusiastic about it. It's a good way to de-stress from their finals and just take a break and just spread some holiday cheer. So if they know the lyrics and they can sing the song, they'll sing it. If they don't know it, they'll try to find it online, find the lyrics, or at least try to find some video from YouTube that will play it for the caller.
So how many years have you done this?
This is only my second year doing this. I was introduced to this program last year as I had no idea what it was about, and then they told me that I was going to be advising this tradition. I was really excited about it, and so I've been only doing it for a couple of years, but it's just some of the calls that we receive. It's just so great. Some alumni will call back saying, from the building, the saying that they were here in 1960 when the program started. Or we had a caller the other day who was in charge of the program in 1980, and he was introducing the program to his son, who's considering to come here. So he's just like, there's a lot of fun things you can do while you're in college, and this is one of them.
Now, does anybody get sick of Christmas songs by the end of the week? Or are you just like, I'm done?
There's a few students who are just like, yeah, I need to take a little mental break, and they'll head out. No, but a lot of, it's almost like gravity, where several students are just like, they'll be walking by, they'll hear a jingle that they love, and they'll just like jump on in and start singing along. So it pulls in a lot of students. By the end of the week, some of them hate the carols, but they're always ready for the following year.